they're not really a solar company. They're a door-to-door marketing company.
Okay.
They happen to be selling solar right now, and then until the next thing comes out, and then they're selling that.
There's a lot of free information on the internet too, if you're just a salesperson trying to move the needle here, but I'm saying like hungrily learn. I'm not saying listen to one podcast a week. I'm saying knock out a podcast on roofing sales a day.
Yep.
Hey, how's it going? It's Tim Brown, and this is the Hook Better Leads podcast, and I am with Steve Patrick from Level the Playing Field. How you doing, brother?
I am well.
Doing awesome, awesome. We're at One Industry, One Model. We were just talking about some of that stuff, but also I want to talk about why, for folks that are only doing insurance restoration,
yes,
you're telling me often they don't know how to sell.
That's what I found, is that to a great degree, many in the storm restoration side really haven't made the investment to learn how to sell, because all they have to do is use the phrase free roof and they get a client.
Mm-hmm.
So why make the investment in learning how to sell, how to actually truly close, how to learn how to ask pertinent questions so you can draw the client's needs and wants and what their pain point is to solve it, when all you have to do is use the phrase free roof? And that's what I found is a real lack of knowing how to sell.
So why learn to sell then? I mean, if you really have that in your back pocket, let's say, it sounds like maybe you believe layering on some level of retail is pretty important. How do you get them to understand their lack? And I mean, I'll just say this. I was in the office of a roofing company with the owner, and this is a big company, 40 million plus. And
successful.
And a new salesperson. And I was talking about some retail concepts. I was just like, you know, bantering. And he was training this new sales guy, and I'm like, hey, I would use this or something. And it was a sales tactic.
You bet.
And he said, you don't even need to do that. All you need to do is let them know that the insurance company will pay for it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's weird, but then at different points, like if you're not doing any, so basically, how do you convince people that they need this then, that they need these sales strategies, if folks can get by and get to 40 million without it?
So it's a misunderstanding of the purpose of sales.
Yeah.
Sales is problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
How can you solve someone's problem if you don't do a deep dive and ask pertinent questions to determine what their problem is and their pain point and how to solve it?
Mm-hmm.
If you never even ask questions, if you assume, imagine going to a doctor's office and you walk in and you say, hey, I'm having abdominal pain. And he goes, I know what you need. And he hasn't asked you any questions to do a differential diagnosis. So a physician, he doesn't make a lot of statements. He asks a lot of questions and starts with broad questions, and depending on your answers to the questions, and he narrows down until he comes to a differential diagnosis, and he says, well, you have diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, my goodness, what's that? And so he educates you what the problem is and what the solution is.
Mm-hmm.
You do A, B, C, and D, and that'll solve your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna do A through D because you have a problem and you want it solved.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sales process.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing. So let's say that the client's problem is they're going to be selling the house and it's going to be closing in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about free roof and it doesn't solve their problem. How do I get the roof on before the house closes?
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking your problem is you don't want to pay for the roof. You want the insurance company to pay for the roof. And their real problem is that they're closing on the house and they need the roof on in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
You completely miss what their real problem is because you never bothered to take the time to ask questions and to figure out what it is, so then you could come up with a solution for their actual problem.
Mm.
We presume to think everyone's problem is they need a roof, and I'm here to give them one. They could be going through a divorce. Their transmission is going out. They can't even listen to you talk about the roof, because in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I got to get my transmission fixed. I can't drive to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you ask them questions, you can determine their problem is their transmission, and you can refer them to a transmission shop.
Mm-hmm.
Our job as salesmen is to be a problem solver. how are we going to solve a problem that we haven't discovered what it is because you haven't bothered to ask the pertinent questions to find out what their pain point is.
Yeah.
And either, once you've discovered what their problem is or their pain point, either you have a solution or you don't. And if you don't, you say, I don't have a solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me refer you to someone who I think might have a solution to that. And then you're still being a problem solver because you're introducing them to someone who can solve their problem if you can't.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being so focused on roofs. We're not even the roofing business. We're in the people business.
Mm-hmm. Most roofing organizations are a sales and marketing, you know.
It's a shift in your mindset.
You know, unless you've got like tons of crews on staff, right? Like,
yes.
So I'll say, you know, an interesting dilemma I've seen with young, newer businesses, and I think our most common audience, just so you know, is like that $2 to $10 million range. There's still a lot of other things besides revenue that makes somebody not a great fit for our company. And I'll just say this, and there's no pitch in here at all, but I know because they have the ability, they can sell retail, right? Like, because some people want our services, but anything that they've ever gotten as a lead that didn't have storm damage, they didn't know what to do with. And you have to fix that first. And you have to determine whether that's a problem or not, but there are storm restoration contractors that want to be able to do retail as well. They want to layer that on. They believe that the next level of their success is going to happen when they can do that. But if you get 10, 20 Google leads and you go out to them and you can't close one, that is where you have to start looking at this skill set and really, really taking it seriously. And even if you just have that learn to sell echoing in your brain for a while, because I had to and I couldn't sell anything. I actually looked down on the idea of selling.
Mm-hmm. I was horrible at the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible. I never knew what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like in my mid-20s, oh my goodness.
This is a learned skill that you can learn, right?
No question.
And retail roofing sales is a skill. Like, you don't have to be the most crazy charismatic person in the world, or you don't have to be like this whatever you see as like
care.
Yeah, exactly.
If they know that you actually genuinely care about them and their issue as opposed to you care about selling a roof and making a commission, people can tell.
Yeah.
Of course they can. We're bombarded with marketing all day long every day. We become very savvy to when we're being pitched.
Yeah.
Right? People can tell.
Yeah.
And you actually have, again, we're in the people business, not in the roofing business.
Yeah.
And if you really care about solving people's problems, then you will do spectacularly well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you care about earning a commission and you see them as a walking wallet, you know, oh, I'm desperate for money. I've got all these bills coming up. I've got to make this sale. They can tell.
Mm-hmm. Commission breath.
Yes.
Scary stuff, folks, because like the more you get relaxed about this, the more they make this a fun game, the better you're going to do.
I call it, actually, it's not a term I coined. It's called relaxed intensity. I learned this in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
Is that you are intense, but it's a relaxed intensity. You've learned to be relaxed about it, so you're not like, right?
Yeah. In people's but you also don't need to have an hour conversation just to like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you are intense because you're intense about solving their problem.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sales Transformation Group, the number one sales and transformation platform in the construction industry. If you're looking for new ways to professionalize your sales force and generate more profits for your business, find out more at salestransformationgroup.com/hookagency.
Yeah. See, so what I see happening is the insurance companies are becoming increasingly difficult to work with, and they're paying a lot less for roofs. Like Amica in like 10 of the 50 states now is ACV only, actual cash value only in their policy. So even the good ones are starting to pay a whole lot less for roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the insurance companies, once the roof hits 15 years old, it goes ACV. You have the roof surface payment schedule, so every year that the roof ages, you get 3% less coverage. So the roof is 10 years old, So you take off 3 times 10, that's 30%. You only have 70% coverage on the roof. And then you take the deductible off of that, and then recoverable depreciation, you don't get much of an ACV check.
Mm-hmm.
And so the insurance companies are paying less and less and less for roofs. So you don't have to be like a prophet to know and to watch. The insurance companies want to limit their liability for paying for roofs. So I think we have probably 5 to 10 years. And unless someone comes up with a solution for the insurance companies, they may not hardly cover roofs at all. And then where's a storm restoration company going to do? What are they going to do when there's no more storm work?
Hmm.
So if you're forward thinking and you want to plan for the future, you need to do what Jen Silver is teaching. You need to do it now. And that's to create a retail division in your company, totally separate division, and train your guys, perhaps hire professional salesmen that already know how to close and that don't know anything about roofing. Don't hire within the industry. That's my recommendation. Hire someone from outside the industry that's a true professional salesman, right? And teach them roofing. It's very easy to teach roofing. It's not rocket science,
mm-hmm.
roofing. It's far easier to teach a professional salesman roofing than it is to teach someone who knows roofing how to be a professional salesman.
Mm.
Far easier. And let me tell you how to get the professionals. It's really simple. You advertise that it's straight commission, right? A true professional salesman would never want to have base plus commission because he would make far less money. A true professional knows that he'll make much more money working straight commission because he knows he can close,
mm.
right? That's how you parse down the number of, put it in your ad, straight commission, and only the true professionals will respond to the ad, and you've saved yourself a lot of heartache of sorting through the people who pretend to be sales professionals and they're not.
Hmm. I love it. We were talking a little bit earlier about solar, and you have had some issues with the solar industry and some of the people. Talk to me about that. What really turned your mind onto the, I guess, against a lot of solar companies?
Well, it seems like a perfect upsell to take a person who's buying a roof and upsell them into solar. It's just an obvious addition to most, not for every consumer, for a great many of them, right? The problem is that all the solar salesmen out there, all of them, many of them are liars, cheats, and thieves. In fact, they may even be worse than the liars, cheats, and thieves in the roofing industry. So if you've been following me on Level the Playing Field, for the whole last year, I've been posting. In fact, you can go and search the words solar, and you'll see all these posts about solar scams. Because, I mean, beware of the solar scams. I'm telling you,
well,
the roofers,
dream, they're selling a lot of dream here. There's you just learn how to sell solar with your roofs, we're gonna just be handing you piles of money. And what happens? Why did they not go? Why does this not work?
It's like they're hiring all the people who used to sell timeshares.
Okay. Yeah.
or Vivint.
Yeah.
So security systems or whatever, right? And they're not really a solar company, they're a door-to-door marketing company.
Okay.
They happen to be selling solar right now, and then until the next thing comes out, and then they're selling that.
Yeah.
And so they're not actually solar companies.
Yeah.
And so who's the best person to install solar on a roof? An electrician? No, a roofing company, because a roofer knows how to install it so that the roof won't leak.
Mm.
True?
Yeah.
And so it's an obvious upsell. And so I've been looking for a year, trying to find a solar company that's actually legit, honest, and doing the right thing, first for the consumer, and secondly, the right thing for the contractor, so that everybody wins. I mean, surely there's some company out there that does that, and I found one.
Do you want to share who that is?
So I went to Jen Silver's One Industry, One Model event here in Dallas about 9 months ago. It was the big one. It was her kickoff one. We had like 100 contractors. She limited it to 100. And I sat down at a table, and I happened to be sitting next to this guy named John Abernathy, who's a 21-year contractor in Joplin, Missouri. Built a very successful roofing company in a town with 50,000 population. I mean, that's not a very big, it's not a city, it's a town, right? And we hit it off, and we would talk every couple weeks on the phone for a few months. And I was talking about the fact that, you know, solar, I wish that somebody, if we could find someone who's honest. And he decided, his father-in-law happens to have 7 years experience in the solar business. The company he was working for got sold out. They were doing 300 solar installs a month, a true honest company. And we were talking about maybe going with them. And another company come in and bought them out, and then the company was gone in 90 days. Mismanaged. I mean, it was horrible. The good news was that his father-in-law, Sean, came to him and they said, hey, let's go ahead and let's put together a company and do this right and be honest. So I flew out to Joplin to meet with John, because I'd only spoken with him on the phone, mm-hmm. right, except that first time I met him. And I wanted to see if his culture was truly, speak to his team, see the culture was truly what he says it was, if the company is the number one company in that greater Joplin area, because mm-hmm. Joplin is where Tamco is. That's their home office. Right, to be selling Owens Corning and to be the number one roofer in Joplin, Missouri, the greater Joplin area, in Tamco country, selling Owens Corning, that would be pretty impressive. And I went there and I spent a few days with them, and I find out that their culture was exactly what he says it was. They are the number one roofer in that area. It's easy to check that out. Abernathy Roofing in Joplin, Missouri. And impeccable reputation. They're honest. They want to do the things right. His father-in-law, Sean, is truly an expert in the solar business. Mm-hmm. He was in charge of operations for that company doing 300 installs a month. And so they've asked me to come on to their team.
Awesome.
And to help them with this. So now I'm in the learning curve to learn about solar, because I knew nothing about it except that it was filled with large cheese and thieves. That's what I knew about.
Well, let's change that, I guess. I'm excited about solar and its implications in roofing. And I think, I think it's important for people to be skeptical of the big claims of some of these dealers and the weird percentage deals out there. So watch that. Be careful. Steve, how should somebody get connected with you? What's the best way to do that?
Best way is to call me on my phone. I've kind of almost given up on email. I'm old.
It's all good.
Best
I've been trying to get you on
me.
The show for a while, by the way. And I had in person at an event. That's how you hang out with Steve Patrick.
Yeah. So best way is to get a hold of me on my phone. If you would text me on my phone, that would even be better, because I can't always answer the phone, just like you guys. You're busy, right? And so my phone number is 214-244-2639. And text me, and if I'm in the middle of something, I can't get with you right then, I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can and talk to you about what I know about this thus far. I'm far from being an expert in solar. I most certainly am not.
Yeah.
But Sean, John's father-in-law, is.
Okay.
And he brings the expertise. We're all in the learning curve. And so in Little Joplin, Missouri, mm-hmm. town of 50,000 people, 53,000, something like that, They did their first install in March, and here it is, about mid-October, they did 30 installs last month in solar. And what is that, 6 or 7 months?
Nice.
And so they sold 50 roofs last month, and 60% of those roofs, 30 roofs, they had solar installs.
Nice.
So for every roof that they install, about 6 out of 10, 60%, also get solar. And so they're likely to double their revenue next year compared to this year because of the addition of solar, and they have virtually no additional overhead. I mean, think about that for a second. How does a company double their revenue without any increase in overhead? It's an upsell. So if you have a turnkey solution, where, to use a football analogy, where you just hand the ball off to, this company is NRGY EPC Solutions, a solar company, and the solar company knocks it out of the park for you, there's no additional overhead to do an upsell. And so it's the perfect combination.
Yeah.
And it solves a lot of the problems, one of which is how to sell financing.
Contractors love the catch-all because it makes every single one of their roof builds easier and more profitable. Protective netting wraps facade and landscaping to prevent from left-behind nails and damage. Homeowner referrals bring you more jobs, and insurance supplements bring you more profits. But my favorite part, the branding.
Yes.
The addition of solar solves that problem, and the financing sells itself. Literally, it becomes the financing becomes a non-issue. It's incredible. That's really the only sticking point to Jen Silver's teaching on the retail method.
Mm.
Is the companies that have always done storm work and constantly using the phrase free roof, not being able to sell financing. Problem solved.
Love it. And if you're not part of the Level the Playing Field Facebook group, get part of it. And then, of course, Steve, you also do sales consulting around the country.
I do.
Do you want to share a little bit on that? And where would they go? Is it leveltheplayingfield.com if they can get?
No, it's on Facebook.
Okay, Facebook. But I'm saying, like, if they wanted to work with you on sales consulting.
Oh, just text me.
Text them. All right, at that number. You want to say it one more time?
Yeah. So my cell phone number is 214-244-2639. Just text me and say, hey, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about the sales consulting that you do. I'll go to your town and to your office and teach your team, or maybe we go to a hotel or whatever accommodations. Only thing I need is a big screen TV or a projector or something so I can use the PowerPoint. Some people are visual learners. Probably about one third of the population are visual learners. So I have a slideshow and I teach. And I teach the foundational basics of sales. And it doesn't matter if you've been in sales like myself for 35 years. I mean, Vince Lombardi, every year at the beginning of a football season, he would come into the locker room with the NFL players,
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl champions, and he'd hold a football and say, gentlemen, this is a football. And he would drill the basics and foundations, basics, no flea flicker plays, nothing like that. And they won Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Yeah, they won Super Bowl after Super Bowl. That's what I teach. I come in and teach the foundational basics of the art of persuasion and how to leverage that, and the teams really flourish after learning and being able to implement and execute on these basics, and it's incredible to see the results that people get.
I'm going to throw one little bonus question out here, and then I'll wrap up. If you were a salesperson that was traditionally kind of grown in door to door, and you now are having or want to, let's say maybe your body is not the same as it was, and you can't do this like you
used to. We're not 25 anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you do, or what would you encourage that person that's in sales, that salesperson, where would they start with this stuff? Like if they need to, like, they've kind of like been challenged by this podcast maybe a little bit, or they've been challenged previously about this idea of, like, I need to learn retail, or I need to, for whatever reason, round down my door knocking ways or whatever. What would you say to them to try to, like, make this transition? Like, what could they do in their to really learn sales? Maybe they're not in a position to bring you in.
Yeah. Man, this sounds self-serving, but I've created a solution for that very thing, is for me to come in and teach your team. And if now's not the best timing for it, then maybe sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Jim Johnson and Chuck Thokey, they have the Top Rep. And they've heard nothing but really good things from them. Dale Childress, Master Closer. I'd love to come in and teach your team.
But get into these things. There's so many resources. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like one of the weirdest, like, hacks out there, if you need one, is, like, a lot of these coaches do put out a lot of content too, and a lot of the same concepts.
Yep.
It's just that a lot of us need that in person and to be challenged and be shaken a little bit. Some of us need that. That's why I made the thumbnail of this video probably outlandish and say you're not selling as a restoration contractor, because I'm shaking you a little bit. I'm trying to wake you up. And I think, like, I need that personally to be able to, like, I need it in person sometimes. I am terrible on Zoom. Like, I just, my attention goes elsewhere. So, but if you can,
me too. If
you're that type of person that can listen to a podcast and learn, go to some of these people that Steve's talking about. And
the Roofing Academy, Randy yeah. Brothers, phenomenal stuff.
Listen to
There's a whole bunch of good
listen
people.
To their podcasts. Like, sort through them by the topics. There's a lot of free information on the internet too if you're just a salesperson trying to move the needle here. But I'm saying, like, hungrily learn. I'm not saying listen to one podcast a week. I'm saying knock out a podcast on roofing sales a day.
Yep.
Get into that rhythm of just feasting on this information, because it is out there and it's beautiful. And even Steve can't be with you for the next 9 months every day out there. So you got to kind of, like, feed yourself on this stuff. However you do that, I don't know, that would be my take. I had to do that at the beginning of my business. Like I said, I didn't respect sales originally.
Man, 28 years ago when I started in this industry, there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the tools and resources that you have at just at arm's length at all times is incredible. People willing to share and help each other and everything like this. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that existed 28 years ago. I would say go get them. I was told go get them, Tiger. And I didn't know that in between a ceiling joist and a rafter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about construction. And I just had the tenacity that I wouldn't quit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I made every mistake a person could possibly make,
mm-hmm.
and I just wouldn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got to where I am. In fact, you have so much available to you that it's almost like it's too easy.
Yeah.
And
or it's too distracting.
And you
too.
Might, yeah. And you have this thing, and you got TikTok, and you have all the distractions, and
yeah.
So
yeah, so it's kind of like pay attention to who you're listening to, because you're listening to somebody. You're listening to booty shakers on TikTok and whatever else going on. So it's pay attention to what you're listening to, and pay attention that you're at least training your mind at least once or twice a day. I don't know, like, have concerted effort. All right, my man. Well, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. The podcast is put on by hookagency.com, Hook Agency all over social. And I appreciate you watching. Please rate the podcast. Is there anything else you want to say?
Nothing comes to mind.
Sweet. Join Level the Playing Field on Facebook. All right. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Excellent. Thanks.
Yep.